Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. Can't we just turn off the lights and go? Or really?
No.
More?
One more.
All right. Well, at least this is the moist line one. Hopefully they'll pick on the vegan in there somewhere.
Oh, I hear there's one call you're going to especially enjoy. I'm not going to say anything else, though.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Why is she laughing?
Because she's heard about the call, too.
Yeah.
Who's leaking Moistline call information?
What is this? Top
it's not
secret?
Supposed to happen. We're supposed to get your on-air initial response. You're not supposed to be tipped off.
No, it was just Eric just gave me a little clue about something he's been dying to put in for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Part one or part two?
Part one.
I have to wait till the end of the hour?
Part one.
So you won't be here the end of the hour. So
I'll hear this one.
You're usually smiling in your convertible on the freeway.
Woohoo, it's Friday.
Stuck in traffic and yelling.
Yes, that's true.
You roared past me the other day, your convertible.
I know.
Jeez.
She did. Oh, you noticed her because you don't notice anything.
Huh? Oh, she's got the top down. Her hair's flying all over the place.
My big sunglasses.
No, she's doing the Hollywood starlet routine.
All right. Well, hopefully it doesn't matter, but from the world of polling... Rick Caruso, you don't hear much about this anymore. The June primary, he finished second behind Karen Bass to be the next Los Angeles mayor. So they meet in the runoff in November. And according to this poll from the El Segundo Times, it's actually from UC Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies, it's looking ugly. Bass now has a 12 percentage point lead. There is 24% undecided, but he'd have to really scoop up almost all of those to have a chance here. The actual primary results, remember it came out that night that Caruso was winning. Days later, as we continued to count the mail-in ballots, there went Bass's numbers to the point where she won by 7 points.
You got
to
ban mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots always screw everything up.
They always go one way, don't they?
They do. I'm very suspicious of that. I really am. So how can mail-in ballots always go one way?
You know they made it permanent in Sacramento. Mail-in ballots are permanent.
Oh, sure, because it's
everyone's now going to get mail-in ballots.
And with ballot harvesting, they've legalized ways to cheat.
Yeah. They want that big turnout.
That's what they did.
Fake or not.
Yeah, fake all the better.
The only place that he defeats Bass in the Los Angeles map is the San Fernando Valley. And he actually won up there by 7.5 points, but he's only up by 2, according to this poll. John's Westside Weenies pick Karen Bass overwhelmingly, 50% to 26.
Now, he had won most of the West Side in the primary. Nothing really happened. The campaign on both sides has been very quiet now.
Well, the other candidates dropped out, so you can't. I mean, they didn't get much, but they could account for 20% more of the vote if you put together hopeless Kevin DeLeon and the rest of them.
Yeah, so, I guess you're right. Somebody would actually vote for Kevin DeLeon.
Is not going to vote for Caruso.
It's not going to. No. I mean, can you imagine? You imagine the IQ chart on DeLeon voters? I mean,
it's
don't.
It's the Skid Row councilman.
Should they just not even? Yeah, right. Exactly. The guy's running Skid Row. Let's make him mayor.
The Sixth Street Bridge belongs to him.
Yeah, he's my guy. Yeah, he gave a playground for the gangs on the Sixth Street Bridge to spin their cars around and round and crash into people, and he's got Skid Row going for him. Oh, I don't know. I think he should be running the whole city, don't you?
Now, the tough part for Caruso is he did bombard the airwaves before the June primary. The question is, what's he going to do now for November? Does he want to spend a lot more money here and see if that works to get the votes?
Don't you think it's been really quiet all summer from everybody? I mean, there's hardly been any sense that there's a mayoral campaign going on.
There's no sense. They're having at least one debate, but I don't think it's till October.
Yeah. It's not
going
to do
anything. They did that thing where they only wanted to look at likely voters. Oh my God, her lead is 21 points, 53 to 32.
That's weird because usually all registered voters is a more democratic sample.
That's right.
Than likely voters.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't know. Likely to cast ballots, that's when you do a little digging to find out the people actually vote that you're talking to. I guess that's supposedly what you're supposed to do, right?
Right. Well, I mean, you got to knock off a certain percentage of accuracy because this is coming from the LA Times.
And UC Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies.
Right. I know.
They take this very seriously.
Well, they're up there with Facebook and Twitter reporting on Hunter Biden. So,
exactly.
There's definitely. But I will say, I just don't feel like anything's popped over the last 3 months. When was that primary? June?
June 7th.
Okay, so it's been almost 3 months. It doesn't seem like anything's happening. Like if we weren't doing the show, I don't think I would have been able to tell you there was a campaign going on.
No, well, they both decided to. I mean, they'll just kick it up in September.
Yeah, I don't hear.
Guess.
I don't hear anybody talking about.
It's that old Labor Day thing. That's when they start campaigning again.
It's not in the news. It's not coming up in conversation.
You'll start seeing ads again from Caruso
ads, and
in
also
September.
There's got to be some strong, public statements made. There's got to be some, some theatrics here. You have to get some attention here. You can't just run slick spots. You got to be out there as a human being, interacting in public, and getting people to notice. I mean, the taped spots after a while just become wallpaper. You see 600 of them, and it's like, all right, yeah, I know. Yeah, just my.
The poll found that 71% of voters said it's important to have someone who is progressive.
What's that percentage?
71.
71? Did everybody take the same drug? What is this?
He only polled well with the question, 77% want a candidate who's tough on crime. That would be him more than her, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, but the progressive people create a lot of crime in the streets.
The progressive people tolerate a lot of crime.
Yeah, they do. And the homelessness? I thought like 94% of the county was, or the city was upset about the homelessness. They actually think she's going to do something? Based on what? She's a Mike Bonin, George Gascon candidate. They endorsed her. She's endorsed them.
Now, I don't. Back in, this is where this is leading, at least I think. In New York State, they do have a governor's race. You have the disgraced Cuomo, who's been out of office. He was replaced by this Kathy Hochul. She's got a Republican opponent, a congressman named Lee Zeldin. And basically the other day, she said, "We're fighting for democracy. We're fighting to bring government back to the people and out of the hands of dictators." Kind of told him to leave New York. Why don't you go to Florida? You don't share our values. That's a line that Newsom's used to our values.
I know. It's a really obnoxious line. I mean, the way the Post wrote it, it's like she told all the Republicans in the state, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? You are not New Yorkers. You are not New York.
Yeah.
Jump on a bus and head down to Florida.
You get to decide who's a New Yorker?
And
who made her in charge of that?
Have you ever heard anybody say, I mean, this is like Hillary Clinton and the deplorables.
Yeah, it is kind of like
they
that.
They hate half the country.
They don't like people who are ideologically opposed to them, and they tend to put them in that kind of category.
So it's become a cult, hasn't it?
And now it's down to you can't live here?
It's like, get out of our church. Get out of our state. So the whole concept of being a governor or a president for, you know, all Americans, all Californians, all New Yorkers, that's totally shot. I mean, they're telling the truth on how they really feel. They're not covering it up anymore. I saw Charlie Crist is a Democrat who's running against DeSantis for governor.
Yeah.
And Crist the other day said, I don't want the people who hate, who followed DeSantis to vote for me because you people hate. DeSantis has a 54% approval rating. He actually told 54% of the state not to vote for him. He goes, I don't want your vote.
Well, it's going to make it tough to win.
All right. So what is this?
Not the best tactic. I don't know. You know, we've said this. I think you remember you talked about a book.
Yeah.
That was written many years ago about how people live tribally together in geographic areas they share sort of common. The battle lines are being drawn by states now.
It was a book about 20 years ago, and it was called The Big Sort.
This guy
had tracked data like from the 1970s to 2000. And what he saw is people were moving to towns.
Like-minded communities.
Right.
Yeah.
Where they kind of were self-segregating themselves.
Right.
And not just on race, but on political beliefs, not just on economic standing. And they didn't want to live with people who didn't have the same political beliefs they do.
Right.
Which is crazy, because there was no such thing, at least when I was a kid. It was never discussed.
No.
Everybody got along, and nobody was really that fervent about any of this stuff. You know, they had their preferences, certainly, when they voted, and they had their reasons, but it wasn't this, like, all-consuming, religious cult-like passion.
Yeah. And now you have to get out, because we own this state.
So you go. So Hochul tells 5 million Republicans to jump on a bus and head to Florida, and then the guy in Florida, I guess he's addressing the same potential crowd, says, "Don't vote for me. You're all a bunch of haters." Wow.
Crazy.
So get ready for tens of thousands of more homeless people over the next few years if Karen Bass becomes mayor. This whole thing is going to metastasize.
Yeah, she doesn't have a clue.
No.
She doesn't have any interest.
No, I mean, she's...
Same with the crime. She kept completely on the sidelines over Gascon. I don't like recalls. Right.
Because she's Gascon's buddy. So she had to phrase it in the most benign way possible to try not to get people really pissed off. So she attacks the concept. Oh, I don't like recalls. It's like, well, screw you. If it was somebody not in your church, you'd want them recalled real fast.
All right, we got the Moist Line next.
John and Ken, KFI, and we're back. And
yes. We're going to do a hack at a dumpster at 5:35 after the news. We're going to give you this clue. When you look at this organization's website, the tabs across the top begin normally about our work, resources, news. But then there's the one where you know you're in trouble, John. It's an entire tab for it, and the word is... Come on, what's the word you hate? You really hate?
What?
Equity!
Oh.
There's a tab for equity on the website. For this organization, we can't throw everybody in. We're going to throw a couple of representatives in, of course... It's a big story of the week. But right now, let's get to the voice line. You leave a message. Use the iHeartRadio app. You can use the microphone icon to leave us a message or call the toll-free number, 1-877-VOICE-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I dreamed that Deborah Mark and Ken Shampoo were married. And she was crying because... they wanted her to use her new married name, and she couldn't pronounce it. So I was trying to teach it to her. I kept telling her, it's easy. Deborah Shampoo, KFI News 640. Couldn't do it.
Is that the call?
Crazy. Yes.
One thing that's ever mentioned about the road diets is the amount of CO2 increase in the air. Anytime a car is going slower or it is sitting in traffic, it is spewing more and more CO2 for mile driven.
Fauci is going to be, quitting, resigning come December. Boy, isn't that just a great Barbara Ferrer can then fill the void.
Bring in the homeless and the druggies. Here in Cali, we give huggies. Even if we all get buggies, it goes their way. Politicians are unlawful. If you don't vote against, it's awful. Do you want your town back? We'll vote it your way.
I got clean. I got my life together 25 years ago. And it's bull that these people are just laying there in their own sewer. They don't deserve any help.
Before communism, China had already been driven into a third world collapsing culture. It wasn't the emperor, it was opium. Yes, raw heroin. It will destroy a culture.
Hey, Deborah, the fly is an invasive species. It doesn't belong here. It's going to kill every single plant. You won't be able to eat anymore.
That black hole bit is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Good work.
If the French can figure out nuclear energy, it can't be that tough.
The white Caucasian man and woman in America are being discriminated against.
Hey, it's me, Quinoa. You brought up that story when Kale ate that edible. God, that was so funny when he tapped into Deborah's stash. But yeah, I see it all the time when we go on walks. I see all this crap on the side. I think about eating it all the time. I hope it's an oxycodone because it makes me blind so I don't have to see Deborah anymore.
Deborah, I take
Deborah's
nails
dog
in my garden and carefully pick them up and then feed them to my chickens.
I want to adopt a beagle and train it to eat lanternflies.
This is regarding Newsom. If he wasn't running for president, he wouldn't have vetoed that bill. He would have gone right along with it. But he's sounding he's just pandering again.
Yeah, I'm with Deborah. Screw all the businesses that are going to lose all their crops to these flies. We got to protect the fly. The fly is more important than people.
All these news stories come up about the injection sites. Well, what they'll tell you is, oh, we're saving people. And no one even dies at the injection sites. That's because they inject at the sites, walk around the neighborhood, and die a block away, and that doesn't count.
I'll try to smuggle some lantern flies to California so we can do our own squish-a-thon.
The sad part is these street takeover kids couldn't drive their way out of a paper bag. Look how sloppy their donuts are, just sliding all over the place. No consistently maintained slide, fail, 0 out of 10 points.
You might want to think twice about being glad people were kept beyond the release date, because that's going to cost the taxpayers $400 for every day that they're stayed late after the release.
The actual crime doesn't matter. It's the reported crime. And since I guess nobody's reporting crimes anymore because they know nothing's going to happen, they don't want to waste their time. Would you want to waste your time talking to a cop and completing a report and all that if nothing was going to be done? Of course not.
So Paul Pelosi pled guilty to drunk driving. Yeah, his sentence is he's going to have to live with Nancy Pelosi for 4 more years. I think I'd rather be in a prison cell with Cuba.
Biden says he'll cancel debt for students who make the selection. The qualifications to be announced right after the election.
My 3 children, lawyer,
doctor, medical health professional, all took out student loans in grad school. What the is going on? They sacrificed. We sacrificed. What's happening?
Thank you for leaving your message.
What's
Please
happening?
Hang up. Goodbye.
What's happening? There you go. That's round one of the Moist Line. They'll be back in about 20 minutes or so. When we return,
Deborah Shampoo.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, honey.
Trying to teach you how to pronounce my last name.
How long do you think that would last in real life?
We are going to throw some hacks into the dumpster. Find out who they are next.
The over-under would be about an hour.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, of course, the committee met, and it was, again, unanimous to throw into the dumpster the people responsible for the big story yesterday that we're not going to have any more gas-powered cars that are being sold new in the state by the year 2035. This came from dippity-doo, Governor Newsom back in 2020, or Governor Harrelson. We're starting to lose it here.
The system's going haywire.
What is going on in there? So... the board voted yesterday, looking them up on the webpage, there were 14 voting members and 2 non-voting members. So there's a total of 16 California Air Resources Board members. They voted overwhelmingly to pick up what Newsom laid out in 2020, the end of the sale of new gas-powered cars in the state of California. It's going to be phased in. Starting in the year 2026, working its way up to the year 2035. A nugget we didn't know about yesterday is they are going to try to fine automakers up to $20,000 for every vehicle that falls short of the state's production targets. So what do you have to do? You have to go to all the dealerships? And
they're going to force the companies to produce a product or they get fined?
Yeah, because...
Well, what if nobody wants the product?
No.
Is that legal? Forcing a company to produce a specific product.
Right, because if the automakers try to put out, you know, let's say it's not 2035 yet, but by 2030, a significant percentage of the new cars for sale are electric and people don't buy them.
But you're forcing to sell, to manufacture something that may not sell. You're forcing a private company to take a loss on an unpopular product. I don't see how that flies.
The average price of an electric car is approximately $66,000, according to Kelley Blue Book. Now, California has about 12% of its sales electric, but you know, in the nation, it's 1% of the 250 million cars are electric in the country.
It's a dud of a product. The public doesn't want the current version of electric cars. You got 49 states that said no. You mostly have wealthier people in California that like Teslas, which costs way more than the other models out there. I mean, I just looked at the Ford F-150 lineup of electric trucks that are coming, and they just raised the prices of every single model in that line $6,000 to $8,000, which wipes out the $7,500 federal tax credit.
Who knows if the computer chip problems and the battery problems, where prices are just going to get even uglier.
Well,
all right. Well, the mob is going to help us throw in 2 members. Not yet.
Settle down the mob there. Just
of the board.
Just have them hum in the background a little bit.
For years, we've talked about the California Air Resources Board. Remember Mary Nichols? She's no longer the chair. It's Leanne M. Rudolph. I'm sorry, Randolph. And the other person you're going to hear speaking that's going to be thrown in is Daniel Sperling, Ph.D.
Did you take a look at Leanne Rudolph's bio?
My bio. I was looking at her picture.
For 6 years, she was in charge of the Public Utilities Commission. You know, the commission that was supposed to regulate PG&E and SoCal Edison.
Right.
You know, the companies that murdered over 100 people.
Oh,
with all
man.
The fires, she was supposed to be regulating them. And they started all those fires with their faulty equipment and killed all those people. She was in charge of the government.
She's the only full-time member of the board. The rest are just part-time positions.
So the woman who was on duty when energy companies decided to start mass slaughtering people who live in small towns with their fires. Yeah, she was the one who was supposed to be overseeing them.
Well, here they are both speaking about the move to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars.
With the phasing out of new sales of internal combustion engine vehicles, this could well be the final set of major criteria pollutant emission standards for new light-duty conventional vehicles.
This is the most important and most transformative action that CARB has ever taken.
They've really inhaled their own gas.
With the phasing out of new sales of internal combustion engine vehicles, this could well be the final...
All right, let's get the mob here.
Get the mob here to take care of these two.
They need to be picked up. Pick them up. Lift the lid.
Gotta
lift the lid.
That CARB has ever taken.
The Ukrainians are not cooperating. Lift the lid now. Hurl them into the dumpster. There you go. All right, good.
Oh, excellent. Criteria pollutant emission standards
that's your
for
paint.
New light
oh,
duty
paint
conventional
splotch.
Vehicles.
Yeah, right. Okay, good. All right, lid's on. Very good. And now they're locked away. And
Sperling is a professor at UC Davis, but he's supposed to be the automotive member. I don't really see how that.
I don't know what that. Means.
I guess because he's got a background in transportation.
Oh, listen to this. He won an award in 2010, the Heinz Award. For achievements in the research of alternative transportation fuels.
That's exciting.
He's a nut. They're both crazy. Oh, he was an urban planner in the Peace Corps in Honduras. Oh, my God.
Well, they've been dumpstered. It's the California Air Resources Board Chair, Leanne Randolph, and the board member, Daniel Sperling.
This is going to be amusing when the public refuses to buy these things.
That's your prediction. All right.
Yep. Well, look at the rest of America.
Yeah. I mean, 13 years is a long time. I don't know if I can make any predictions, but I don't think we'll get to 100%.
Well, they're supposed to get to 35% in 4 years.
4 years, I know.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I think
where are you going to charge them? And where are you getting the electricity? I just read a whole article on how many megawatts of electricity.
This could be a disaster for new car sales, is what it could be.
Oh, they'll just ruin the automobile business here.
Because I don't think a lot of Californians are getting any richer the next few years.
People are going to keep their cars. I'm going to keep mine. I'm not taking the way the electric cars are now. If that same thing is happening, I'll just keep mine. You know, for 20 years, I don't care.
All right, we'll finish with the rest of the Moist Line people next.
John and Kent, KFI.
Probably one of the most ridiculous stories I saw in the last day or so about all this climate change hysteria is they're going to start naming heat waves.
I saw it.
Now, it was hurricanes. They started naming, I think, tropical storms, didn't they?
Yeah, hurricanes and tropical storms.
They were naming, weren't they naming something else?
Winter storms.
Winter, I forgot that was it. The winter storms, the snow. Now we may be naming heat waves to raise awareness of climate excessive.
Hold on. Like people don't know when there's a heat wave going on, it needs a name.
So the first one is Zoe, which is hitting Spain.
It
did hit Spain in July.
You walk outside, it's like, you know, honey, it feels like Zoe today.
Yeah, Zoe did this.
Uh-oh, Zoe is coming later this week. Zoe? Who's Zoe?
I mean, there's a lot of hot periods. It's what really would be the threshold to move into a name?
It
was 112 in Spain. I guess that's pretty hot for... But in Vegas, it happens all year.
Sure.
The summer in Vegas can be.
Hey, it's Heatwave Bob.
Yeah,
oh, God, is it hot?
Vegas in June, July, and August, is every day is a heat wave.
But that is stupid to raise awareness. I think I know when it's hot. I don't think you have to name the heat wave. Besides, a heat wave is not a thing. Like, a hurricane's actually a thing. It's a distinct storm.
Oh, the bobbing, right.
Right. That's its own entity. And sometimes there's multiple hurricanes and tropical storms on the map, so this can differentiate between them.
All right, we're finishing up now with another round of the Moist Line. Let's hope nobody else in there is dreaming of me being married to Deborah Mark. I mean, you can use the iHeartRadio app to leave a message. That's a little microphone. Or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
If you're going to forgive all the student loans, then they should actually give all the people that were actually taking care of their students by giving them a $10,000 tax break.
These kids that have gone to school, taken a degree in liberal arts that can't be applied to anything that can build our country except their opinions and their opinion of the country, and they're getting their debt relieved? How do I get mine relieved? Where's my money?
We're going to ban gasoline cars in California. Why can't we ban camping on the streets, defecating on the streets, drug use on the streets? I don't get this.
So the other problem about the electric cars, not only do we have not enough electricity, the supply isn't there, we also don't have chargers. Every hotel in the country would have to put in 100 chargers. Otherwise, you can never go on vacation.
Anyone that takes advantage of this loan repayback should also have to sign paperwork that's filed with the IRS that says they can never take out another student loan, nor may any of their children.
Every time I listen to you guys, I get high blood pressure. I've checked before and after, and it's always gone up like 20 points.
I see nothing but brand new gas stations going up with car washes in Southern California. Brand new gas stations with gasoline. What are they talking about? Who's investing in gas stations if we're not going to have gasoline cars? This whole thing is ridiculous. I will never buy an electric car.
How come no one's calling out what the lobbyists think in the oil industry? I think it's just a ploy for them to negotiate as a power move and see who's going to put more money up in front. That's why there's not going to be electric cars sooner or later.
This is the first step that the government is doing to condition the American people for total socialism. Once they start doing this, they're going to start doing other things. Wake up, America.
Ken, don't be mad. It might only be $10,000, but it's $10,000 that I don't have to pay. Come on, I'm almost 50. I went back to school a few years ago. Be happy for me.
We just need to make the cars run on pressurized hydrogen. The exhaust is water vapor.
Why are we taxpayers have to pay for everybody's stupid college degrees? Political science? How to turn a man into a woman in 80 days? So stupid.
If you're like my daughter who refinanced her loans through either SoFi, private bank, or Sallie Mae, you're not a part of this. You're screwed.
One of the most annoying things about electric car ownership is this assumption that it has something to do with virtue signaling.
I don't give a damn about the environment, okay? So just get off your high horse.
I do not feel sorry for you to continue to vote for idiots like this. Stop it. They mean you absolutely no good. And look at a homeless man that's running around cutting your electricity off. When is enough enough?
Yeah, thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Yeah, I found that one very disturbing, that story of the guy that's cutting people's electricity and playing with the water valves. Some vagrant living in an alleyway in mid-city L.A.
Yeah, and the police and the city council and the mayor do nothing about it.
That's not going to end well. It's like I said, that's going to get ugly.
Well, what was the story the other day? Didn't a guy walk out with a pickaxe?
That was a street takeover.
A street takeover, yeah.
And that was a homeowner who came out. He was tired of the noise. So,
and I read that somebody came out with a machete in another incident.
That's another one that's going to end bad, those street takeovers. So, I mean, really ugly one.
No, but I'm saying all these issues have been building for years now.
If they're not dealt with, yes.
Now, you're going to end up with all kinds of vigilantism.
People would be driven too far. Yeah. We're not encouraging that, but man, it's just the level just keeps rising of what's going on, the action.
You can only push people so far, so long. All right, that's the Moist Line. Conway's here.
Hey now, ding dong, ding dong. You know, Steckler used to have a saying that the most dangerous people in the world are people with nothing to lose.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, man.
A lot of vagrants.
You keep pushing people, man, they'll go off. They'll go berserk. Speaking of berserk, Steve Gregory's coming on with us tonight. A dog and a man were rescued by an L.A. County Sheriff's helicopter, and he's got all the details. So we'll pick his brain. Alex Michelson's coming on what the issue is.
Yeah. Got to know what the issue is.
That's right.
What is the issue?
You know what? I don't know what the issue is today. I think it probably has to do with the Mar-a-Lago or, you know, what was the other big issue?
The student debt?
Yeah, student debt will probably be a big issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Maybe.
Not holding anybody accountable for lying, you know. Why would you do that, right? And then the other one is Joe Buscaino, right? He's going to come on.
Oh, it's another Friday regular.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about the street takeovers and see why they can't stop any of them. None of them.
I know. They can't stop anything.
Right.
You know, I was watching the video from Anaheim the other night. Did you see that one?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where the guy came out with the pickaxe.
Yeah.
So there was a guy in the crowd with a really goofy hat on. I said, what a goofy hat. The second time the camera came around, I realized the hat was a huge donut. You get it? He was a fan. He was there with his donut hat.
Yeah, I think
like the guy in the stands at a baseball game wearing a Dodger hat. I'm a fan of donuts.
He's wearing a donut.
I think they're missing a major opportunity to merch, to sell merchandise at these things.
It's soon. It's probably
drugs.
Like the bridge, you know, t-shirts with the bridge on it.
Definitely. Yeah,
Sixth Street Bridge.
Yeah, caps, the whole thing. All right, Conway's up.
Let's ding go. Dong.
Ding dong.
Roger love it.
Has the news. Come KFI, on, KOSD, yeah. HD2, Los man. Angeles, Orange County Live, everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.